This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. I got to kind of clue you guys in on us science folk. All right. We science folk know what you guys say about us. We know that you guys think we're a bunch of dorks. Okay. Now, we're not a bunch of dorks. I mean, in our circle, we're pretty cool. And I have no problem admitting this, even in front of my husband. I find some people in science very sexy. Orthopedic surgeons. Do I need to say any more? So, people in science, whether you're a research analyst, whether you're a physician, whether you're a nurse, whether you're a pharmacist, whether you are a, I don't know, lab technician, you all have the potential to be very, very sexy. Well, what happened in the last few days, which I think really got everybody's hemorrhoids to swell, was all this discussion on this Russian spy, right? You know, and I don't even know her name right now. She was, I guess she pled guilty and I guess, you know, with the collusion of the Russians and all this other stuff going on. Well, we science folk never get the good headlines. We just don't. All right. So today, this is what I found. Okay. I didn't even have to find it. A virus can eavesdrop on bacterial communication. Now, did you see what just happened there? Did you see what just happened there? The scientists, or the media people, the journalists, that have to cover science, said, wait a second, spy stuff is in. A few days ago, there was that headline that 007 may be an alcoholic. And I think, and now I guess Richard Branson's Virgin Atlantic or Virgin Galactic's space flight went up without a hitch. And so everybody wants to, you know, have sexy headlines. So what do the scientists do? They talk about how a virus can eavesdrop on bacteria. Hey, sexy to me. All right. Well, look, you know, we work with what we got. So apparently the Basler Microbiology Lab at Princeton University. All right. Bonnie Basler, who's director of the lab, chair of the Department of Molecular Biology at Princeton, investigator of the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, okay, think that the bacteria communicate with each other and viruses can eavesdrop on it. She won a MacArthur Genius Grant in 2002 when graduate student Justin Silpe proposed that a virus could eavesdrop on the bacterial conversations. Basler said she thought it was wild, but there's never been evidence of a virus listening to bacteria. So she said, what the heck? It's not my job to shut down people's creativity. So Silpe, who's a researcher in the Basler lab, worked on his idea for 2 years, and then the results were just released today. When a virus infects bacteria, it's called a phage or phage. Okay? See, even we make it sound French and sexy. He investigated a phage called VP882. I know. Yeah, see? You know, just like 007. MI6. He showed that when VP882 entered Salmonella in his experiments, it could sense information emitted from the bacteria. Bacteria cells communicate by producing and releasing chemical signal molecules, right? Other bacteria pick it up, and they call this quorum sensing. then the communication lets them figure out how many other bacteria are in the vicinity, who's going to bring the beer, you know, that kind of stuff. And then sometimes bacteria will coalesce, act as a group, right? And then that allows them to do more damage and stay whole. So they say the virus was overhearing the bacterial conversations. Oh, no, she didn't. Yeah, she did. So they said it's brilliant, according to Nancy Connell. She's a microbial geneticist and senior scholar at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. She is not connected with this. I guess this report was published in Cell. But, again, they asked for her opinion and not mine. I hate that. These are people not connected with the study, and they interview some random person going, oh, yeah, that's you know. So they interviewed her, and she said, this discovery just blew me away. I'm a bacterial geneticist, and I think about bacterial communication, but who thought that viruses could perceive anything? Now, some of you guys have already fallen asleep, okay? But I'm telling you right now, the scientific community, this is fascinating, and I tell you why. This is what I get out of this. Okay, HIV is one of the smartest, slickest viruses out there. If HIV does some of this, you know, 007 stuff, and we are on it, that could possibly help us fight bad viruses like HIV. So they say the discovery, oh, they agree with me, opens the door for viruses to become infection fighters, possibly one day joining antibiotics in the medical arsenal to fight Salmonella, E. coli, cholera, and other bacterial infections, says Bassler. See how we now make it even sound all militaristic, right? And our arsenal. Yeah, we have a medical arsenal. It used to be a little doctor's bag that looked dorky. Now, Soapy's discovery was built on previous work in the lab. Is it Soap? Soap or Soapy? Anyway, so he did piggyback. He didn't copy. He did his own work. But it was built on previous work in the lab where they discovered this receptor within a bacterial cell for a signal that bacteria use to communicate with each other. So they analyzed a bunch of DNA, then they brought in the search or whatever, and then he found a receptor that didn't match bacteria, and it was for that VP882. So Silpy got to be interviewed, and I'm glad because he should get the credit for this. So he said, he piped in, and he said this was unexpected because it was suggesting that there was a virus out there that has kind of joined the bacterial conversation. This one virus had a receptor that previously had only been found on bacteria to facilitate communication, but unlike bacteria, the virus does not take part in the conversation. Hence, it just listens and eavesdrops. Okay, so what does that mean for you or I? Well, viruses are tricky. They could enter bacterial cells. They could mess with bacteria. They could dictate some stuff. So if we're kind of figuring out how they work with this intelligence, man, we could do a lot to viruses. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's hit this, let's hit the ground running. Hit the ground running? What else are you going to run on? We have a sculptor in Toronto that started feeling ill when she was back in 2013. But she had no idea that it was her art that was causing it. She's a sculptor, Jillian Genzer, and she had been using blue mussel shells in her sculptures for the past 15 years. Blue mussel shells, I have to, mussel shell, oh boy, seashell on the seashore. I'm not very good with tongue twist. Okay. Seashell. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a fuzzy Wuzzy. Yeah, see? Okay. I'm good. How many chucks would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Yeah, but I can't do the seashell one. Maybe it's because I don't know it. But anyway, she was using blue mussel shells in her sculptures for the past 15 years. Heavy metals like arsenic and lead were in the mussel shells. Gosh, that's hard to say, mussel shells. I have a lisp. Mussel shells. Are you guys okay if I just say mussel shells? Honestly, my lisp, it's just really hard to hide right now. So, she was using the mussel shells. Sorry. And she described the onset of her symptoms, which were agitation, headaches, vomiting, that later progressed to symptoms such as hearing loss in one ear and short-term memory problems. It took 2 years for doctors to nail down the diagnosis that it was heavy metal poisoning. 2 years? Okay, guys, look, I'm not trying to pretend to be the best doctor out there. I get you. Look, I know. But, okay, if somebody is having these weird symptoms, agitation, headaches, and vomiting, I would be like, what are you exposed to? Any chemicals? Well, what do you do for work? Well, I sit at a desk. What do you do as hobbies? Well, I paint or I sculpt. What do you use? My medical students would have figured this out day one. Now, because they're good. But I teach at Toro University of Nevada. I love my students. But, again, I mean, I'm not trying to throw shade on these other doctors, but you always ask about what people are, you know, exposed to. Now, if she wasn't forthcoming with the information, that's another thing. But 2 years, really? So, Genzer wrote, it wasn't until she visited the Royal Ontario Museum in Toronto and spoke with the curator of invertebrates that she put the pieces together. The curator told her that toxins can build up in the shells of invertebrates, leading her to research blue mussels. So that means she figured this out herself. Chemicals accumulated in the mussels as they filter feed, so they also are a good barometer for water pollutants. So Genzer wrote in her case that mussels she had been working with likely came from water contaminated with industrial waste. After 15 years of working with the mussel shells, she had built up high levels of arsenic and lead in her blood. Now, she did finish her mussel sculpture. It's a depiction of the biblical Adam, and she calls him her beautiful death. So heavy metal poisoning, that's rough. That's pretty scary. And at high levels, they could do a whole variety of things to the body. Neurological disorders like seizures could cause confusion, drowsiness. There could be intestinal issues, heart issues, high blood pressure issues. So this was published in Life Science, but just, you know, fascinating and, you know, scary. But thank God that, you know, it got figured out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A Honduran woman affiliated with a caravan from Central American migrants has given birth on U.S. soil shortly after entering the country illegally. Border Patrol agents arrested the woman November 26 after she entered the country illegally near Imperial Beach, California, across the border from Tijuana, Mexico. She was arrested with her 20-year-old husband and her 2-year-old son. Now, again, I thought we had some sort of barrier or, but apparently people are still able to, you know, even with all the cameras and all the attention, people are still able to come in illegally. But, you know, then you stop and look at this and you go, well, you know what? She had a 2-year-old baby. She was 8 months pregnant. And she made this trek. So on the other end, you're like, you know, oh, my gosh. I mean, she's not doing this for poops and giggles. She must really want to get to America. You know, that's what makes this whole caravan and immigration thing so hard. You know, on one end, you're like, look, you know, if you're going to do something illegal, no. You know, we have to have some control. We have to have some security. On the flip side, though, you got a pregnant mom with a 2-year-old kid and her husband making that thousands-of-mile trek, risking everything to get to America. Why? There must be some bad stuff going on. So, that's why this is so, you know, so tough. But she ended up then taken to a hospital after complaining about abdominal pain the day after her arrest. So she ends up going into labor. Mariuri Serrano Hernandez, told the network that giving birth in the U.S. was a big reward for the family's grueling journey. So some people say, was this planned? You know, when she was pregnant, did she want to, you know, make it across the border? Was there a plan so that if they had the baby, they could all be American? But then again, why are they going through so much trouble and so much risk? Pregnant moms, I mean, they're not going to put their pregnancy at risk unless, you know, the other option is that deleterious. And so, President Donald Trump had said that he could end birthright citizenship. You have people that say, well, look, you know, it's going to be hard to change a constitutional amendment. But that is unfortunately something that we are seeing being, taken advantage of? Being, it's such an easy word, I apologize. Exploited. You know, we're hearing people with money, you know, traveling to this country, staying in a hotel that's built like a birthing ward. They'll be able to give birth. Boom. Now they're American citizens. I mean, you know, some of this stuff is ridiculous. But, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff that happens in other countries. Europe is dealing with this, too. You have a lot of people fleeing certain countries there in the Middle East. And, you know, can they, you know, consume all these people coming in across the border? And if a country does, you know, it's like, you know what it's like, and this is why, you know, the controversy is going to go on. It's like, let's say, you know, there's a ship sinking, and there's 1,000 people, you know, jumping in the water, and there's a lifeboat, kind of like Titanic, you know, that fits 50. So nobody is going to tell anybody to let them drown. They're going to say, get them on the lifeboat. But if a lifeboat is only built for 50, how many people can that lifeboat really help before it starts to sink? And I know people are saying, Dr. Dahlia, please, the U.S. has plenty of room. It's not, you know, you can't equate it to a lifeboat that fits 50. But think about it. You know, we're a country among a lot of countries out there where bad stuff happens. If we don't have the money or the jobs, right, you know, or the health to sustain immigrants that could be coming with disease, that have no money, that need help, how long can we stay afloat and be strong? You know, somebody had suggested, well, what you need to do is, you know, just like with, you know, mom. You know, mom gets run down. She's trying to deal with all the kids. You know, she just needs to take a day or two to regroup, let her regroup, and then she can be strong again. So America needs to regroup. I don't know how we would do that. I would rather than opening and closing and opening and closing the gates, I would rather have a methodical, systematic way. But apparently, no. There are people coming in thousands, and they're getting across. They say right now 6,100 migrants are staying in a temporary shelter run by the city of Tijuana, 3,900 men, 1,100 women, 1,000 children. They say scores of pregnant women traveled with the caravan through Mexico. They say in the southern state of Chiapas, Dr. Jesus Mirivete, who volunteered his services in the town plaza, said he treated a few dozen pregnant women, 16 for dehydration after being on the road for weeks. In October, a Guatemalan woman gave birth to the first known caravan baby at a hospital in Yucatan. Mexico's government said they had arranged for medical attention. She was 38 weeks pregnant, and luckily the girl is healthy. So it doesn't matter who's president or, you know, who's in charge of the administration or Congress or whether we're right or left. This country will not remain strong if we don't figure out how to deal with our borders. And we all want to help the people that are drowning. We all do. But again, how do we keep our lifeboat up? 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown enters day seven with no realistic end in sight. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows tells Fox News the Republicans, in his opinion, they're all about compromise.
So whether it's Republicans in the House or Democrats in the House, the president and his team have made several very reasonable offers. And the American people want us to compromise. They 5.7, in my mind, was a compromise. It was a down payment on the wall, not fully funding the wall.
Severe winter weather is causing havoc all across the country, from blizzard-like conditions to flooding in the southeast. NBC meteorologist Bonnie Schneider says the rain is causing chaos down in the south.
Flash flooding in Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, especially southern Mississippi and Louisiana. Look what's happening. Frequent lightning strikes. Reports of flash flooding. I know overnight there were water rescues happening. That's likely to be continuing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
DOCDALI. So Walmart will soon be using hundreds of artificial intelligent robot janitors to scrub the floors of U.S. stores. Now, I don't see how, I can already see the problem right here, because I'm looking at the picture of a Walmart aisle, and there is no way that is a true depiction of a Walmart aisle. A Walmart aisle is really narrow. I can barely, Walmart aisles are barely two shopping cart widths. I know this because there's always some woman standing in the aisle, bending down, trying to find something on a lower shelf, and I need to get around her. So I'm like, you know what, tackle this aisle, I'll go to the next aisle, I'll go to aisle number 22. Aisle number 22 has a mom with three kids sitting in the aisle just sitting there. I'm like, well, that's, I'll just go now to aisle number 23. Aisle number 23 has a husband sitting there on the phone, wife sitting there price checking, and then a teenager sitting there playing on their phone. I go to aisle number 24. So I can never get around one cart. And then some people, they just put the car, I think they do it on purpose because they don't want anybody to bug them when they're shopping. I think that's what people do in Walmart, to be honest. I think what they do is they stick the cart and they kind of seesaw it in between. So you avoid because they don't want traffic. And I'm very frustrated. So I'm looking at this one picture right now, and this robot has full room. It looks like there's like 4 or 5 width room. I'm like, that's not, no, not very realistic looking. But anyway, so according to CNBC, the world's largest retailer by revenue will soon have autonomous robots scrubbing the floors of hundreds of Walmart stores. They are going to deploy 360 floor-scrubbing robots with artificial intelligence capabilities. And these are going to be deployed by the end of January. So we're talking next month. The company said in a joint press release with San Diego-based AI company Brain Corporation. Now, I guess Brain Corporation makes the robot floor scrubbers. They're called Auto-C, powered by the company's Brain OS technology platform. It includes an autonomous navigation that uses multiple sensors to scan the robot's surroundings for obstacles like people. So the autonomous robots can be used throughout the day. Like if your Walmart is 24/7, the robots could be used, it could be there even when the customers are in the store. It doesn't behoove them to do that because they need to clean the floor. It's better to do it on the quieter times. But still, yeah, I don't know if they'll clean your kid's room. I was thinking about that too. That'd be great. So they say Brain OS technology allows robots to effectively and safely function in complex crowded environments, ensuring increased productivity and efficiency across applications. Now, some of you are thinking, well, wait a second, to clean and mop the floor, then the floor's going to be wet. I still don't understand how they're going to do it. Well, they're going to. Or my guess is they're going to use one of these things that, you know, cleans and dries pretty quickly. I mean, they have all this new stuff. I don't know what the hell they have out there. So the Brain OS-powered robots also use artificial intelligence to collect information about their environment and adapt to those surroundings. So Walmart employees will be able to map out cleaning routes for the AI-supported robot scrubbers and then send them off on a cleaning mission with the press of a single button. And again, they are not manned. They just program them and they go. And these robot scrubbers, oh, I could really use one for the toilet, honestly. I could use one for the studio. The Dr. Dahlia Show news team, I mean, they are pigs. There's like food and McDonald's wrappers and, I mean, stuff. Oh wait, that was mine. That was mine. But there's vegetable, packages. That's theirs. So they say the robot scrubbers are going to free up existing Walmart employees. See, that's what you'll always see in these little press releases. Nobody's going to say that the robots are going to replace. That'll scare somebody. You and I know this is going to later take over jobs. But they're not going to say it like that. What they're going to say is it is going to free up more time so they could perform other tasks. That's according to John Cresilius, Walmart's Vice President of Central Operations. Brain OS is a powerful tool in helping our associates complete repetitive tasks so that they can focus on other tasks within role and spend more time serving customers. Now, where I'm confused by that is most people in sanitation and custodial aren't the ones in sales. And so there is going to be a displacement. And that's not fair, but unfortunately, that's where this is going. A computational neuroscientist, Izekovic, co-founded BrainCorp in 2009. The company has raised roughly $125 million in funding from investors who include SoftBank and Qualcomm. Now, they didn't disclose any plans for additional partnerships for the future, but Walmart is, you know, competing with Amazon. And Walmart is really trying to bolster its online presence. And they're spending a crap load of money on employees and square footage that Amazon doesn't seem to have to do. And Walmart may be, you know, eyeing ways to start cutting costs. So they've already deployed robots to take over other work usually performed by human employees, self-scanning robots in dozen stores to search for inventory. Now, I don't know how that's going. Remember a year ago we said that these robots are going to scan for inventory? So we don't know how that's working. Maybe it's working, maybe it's not. So Walmart looking for more automation. The idea of freeing up current employees is what we're going to be dished. All right, that's fine. But right now, it's America's largest private employer, 1.5 million paid workers. Now, Walmart will be in the news a lot. One, because we talk about it. Two, we go there a lot. I got to be honest, I've only probably stepped into a Walmart now maybe 10 times this whole year because I've been doing all my shopping online, whereas with Walmart, I was in there every week. So, and me, you know, I think the average shopper is very similar to me. You know, I'm a busy girl. I don't want to, you know, buy a whole bunch of stuff that I see. I don't want to, you know, grab stuff at the counter or have my kids go, oh, get me gum, get me this, get me this. I'm going to be like, you know what, let me just order what I need, click, 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 reorder my items, and let me get the hell out of here. And so, yeah, I order online. In fact, I got to put another order online because we're out of toilet paper. I'm not going to walk into a Walmart and spend another $200 just to walk in and get toilet paper. I know better. But that's what I used to do. I'd walk in going, oh, I need this. Oh, that blouse looks good. Oh, I need a new purse. So that's a problem. But we're doing this to ourselves. And I don't know how we as humans, right, you know, I don't know how we guard against it. You know, I teach medical students, and medical students are very concerned about how their jobs could be replaced. They're putting a lot of money into their education. We all do. Whether you're going into engineering, whether you're going into business, whether you're going into dentistry, we're putting a lot of time, a lot of money, and our youth into a career that may not exist anymore due to automation. That's scary. Medicine, very easy to automate medicine. People go to Dr. Google. Already there's things in Europe being trialed where you talk to this machine or computer, you input what your blood pressure is. Maybe you could check the blood pressure right then and there. The computer goes, okay, your blood pressure is still high. Here's another medicine. Up the medicine. Now, as a human, you're like, okay, wait a second. You look upset today. I don't know if this is your real blood pressure. What's going on? Well, you know, I thought my husband was cheating and blah, 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 blah. Okay, here, take a step back. Let's talk a little bit. Okay? Now that you're feeling a little better, now let's recheck your blood pressure. I mean, that you a computer cannot do what a human does. Humans pick up on stuff. However, that's not what people want. People want cheap health care. People want convenient health care. People want their medicine and to get the hell out and go back to work. They're asking for this. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of displacement in the healthcare industry because of what a computer could do. So, and, you know, I would love to, you know, get a pap smear done without it being a person doing it. I would love the privacy. So, you know, we're doing this to ourselves. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Disneyland. A cooling tower that provides mist to make Disneyland visitors comfortable. Now, I've been to Disneyland a bunch of times. I don't know where that cooling tower is. Was the likely source for 22 cases of Legionnaires' disease outbreak last year near the theme park. Most of those who got sick visited the park in the fall of 2017. Now, Disneyland has denied it was the source, pointing to three infected people who had been in the city of Anaheim, where Disneyland is located, but not at the park itself. One of them actually died. Dr. Matthew Zahn of the Orange County Healthcare Agency gave testimony Tuesday before an appeals board judge at the California Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, which has investigated the case. And Zahn said tests around the time of the outbreak showed high levels of Legionella bacteria in two Disneyland cooling towers. They're a part of an air conditioning system that releases mist, according to the LA Times. He said contaminated droplets likely spread to people in the park and beyond. Now, Disneyland is appealing the state fines, stating that the outbreak source was not scientifically determined. Upon questioning, Zahn said he could not be 100% certain that Disneyland was the source without additional testing. So the disease is caused by bacteria that can grow in man-made water systems. People can develop pneumonia after breathing in vapor. So we've talked about Legionnaires, you know, and you could develop Legionella pneumonia, and you get it through water systems, either by a shower or air conditioning. Now, I'm trying to remember, because I've been in line. I have never, I think, benefited from a nice, cool mist. Usually, when you're standing in line, and it's hot, and it's, I don't really know some rides may have mist, like Pirates of the Caribbean ride. But they're saying these are cooling towers. So I'm not too sure. By the way, if you've never been to Disney when it's decorated for Christmas, you need to. It is just exquisite. It's, you know. But, you know, Legionnaires is a bacteria that we don't want to mess with. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, 40% of adults are now admitting that they're not going to get a flu shot. Are you kidding me? A poll by NORC at the University of Chicago found that over 40% of American adults have not gotten their flu shot, and they don't plan to. The poll found that 41% of adults don't plan to be vaccinated despite last year's record high death toll. They weren't concerned. They were actually concerned about the side effects of getting the shot. Others just don't think it works really well. The CDC says that of those who did get flu shots the last two seasons, the chances of getting the flu dropped 40%. But as we know, the flu virus kills. Most common cause of death from the flu is pneumonia. And 80,000 people died in 2017, including 180 children, making it one of our deadliest flu seasons in decades. The poll also found that 40% of parents of children under the age of 18 don't vaccinate their kids. And I get that. You hear these weird cases of Guillain-Barré, where the immune system starts to attack the nerves, and you start to get nervous, even though that's like one in a million, it's rare. And there's a lot of myths and concerns, and it really is counterintuitive to the average animal mind of, I have a healthy offspring, I'm not going to inject anything into that offspring. Yet we as society have proven, vaccines are the way to go. And vaccines help 99.9999999% of us. So as a society, we're like, you know what? You know, go against your instinct, get this done, because we have scientific proof that it works. But you have a lot of people going, you know what, my kid is good. You have other people going, you know what, I want my kid to get natural immunity. The problem is we had 180 kids that died. And they weren't, you know, immunocompromised kids. These are kids that appeared healthy. The problem is you don't know if your kid is quote-unquote healthy. You don't know if they have that genetic tendency to crump when they get the flu, just like with this polio-like illness that's causing AFM, acute flaccid myelitis. These are healthy kids that then get this virus, and then all of a sudden they lose muscle tone and become paralyzed. Why one kid and not another? who sits next to them in class because there's something in their genetic makeup that's making them susceptible to this virus that's probably doing it. We still don't know 100% what's causing it. So you can't just say, you know what, my kids are healthy, they're good, I'm not going to mess with it. You can't do that because you just don't know. And again, it could be the wrong flu at the wrong time, the wrong bug, and your body's immune systems might just not work. We expect our body will always work all the time. That they're on autopilot, our bodies are not. So get your flu shot, people. Don't mess around with it. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have urged people over and over again, especially if they live in the South, to avoid neti potting or rinsing out your sinuses with tap water because you could get a rare brain-eating amoeba. Unfortunately, this happened as high north as Seattle. A Seattle woman now has died because she used tap water to fill a neti pot rather than using saline or sterile water. An amoeba or amoebas entered her brain and then entered her nose and then went up to the brain. She's a 69-year-old Seattle woman. She underwent brain surgery earlier this year. She was admitted to the hospital because she suffered a seizure. Doctors took a CT scan of the brain and they thought it was a tumor. But when they examined the tissue, it looked like that it was a parasite. Dr. Charles Combs, neurosurgeon at Swedish Medical Center, said when I operated on this lady, a section of her brain was the size of a golf ball and bloody mush. There were these amoeba all over the place just eating brain cells. We didn't have a clue what was going on, but when we got the actual tissue, we could see it was the amoeba. Unfortunately, she died a month later from the rare organisms that entered her brain. Why? Because they got up into her nasal cavity by a neti pot. This is like a teapot-shaped product that we use to rinse out sinuses and nasal cavities. Now, what's interesting is, one, is if you get this amoeba, you're usually dead within a week or two. So the fact that she died a month later, and there were multiple amoebas, that means her body must have walled it off somehow. But number two is these amoebas usually don't live in colder, wetter climates. So this happened, I believe, in the winter. Last January she was admitted, which meant she would have contracted it in the winter. They say this infection is the second ever reported in Seattle. The first came in 2013. But this is the first fatality to be caused by it. In 1990, researchers first became aware of this type of amoeba, that it could cause disease in people. There's been 109 cases of the amoeba reported between 1974 and 2016. 90% of the cases are fatal. But the majority of the cases happen in warm soil and water. Now, people are saying, well, that's because of climate change. We're starting to warm up waters. We're warming up temperatures. Usually we see this stuff in people that jump into lakes and streams and kick up the silt down underneath on the floor of the riverbed, you know, and then sticking their nose, sticking their head underwater, and then getting it up into their sinuses. But this is, you know, a colder Seattle, a colder place to live, and she got it from her faucet. So that's frightening. We also think that maybe the amoebas are mutating to where they're stronger and they could live in cooler places. So you cannot, if you want to rinse out your sinuses, use tap water. You have to get sterile water. You know, I get, you know, people look at their body like plumbing. I get that too. But it's a bad way to die. 1-877-DR-DALI, don't go away.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon
choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.